All right, Gene, are you ready to be counted in?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ready in chamesh, arba, shalosh, shtaim. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at? Podcast with Christina P.
Oh snap! It's on. I'm on the road, bros. Come see me. I'm in Des Moines, April 9 through 11. And then I go to Fartnix, Arizona, April 23rd through 25th. And then Breast Balls Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida, May 6th. One night only. That show is almost sold out. Get your tickets. And then June 11th through, 12th? I'm in Charlotte Lake Titty, Salt Lake City, Puta, San Antonio in July, Liberty Township, Ohio. Sounds racist, isn't it?
Yes.
Liberty Township.
Yeah. No, the other one was worse.
Which one?
Puta, really?
Puta?
Like, where's
Have you
Puta?
Been to Puta?
No.
Charlotte Lake Titties?
I would like to go there.
Columbus, Ohio, Oklahoma, shitty.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And Denver is up on the board, too. Denver, Orlando. And that's it. That's the year. It's going to be quite a year. ChristinaPOnline.com. For tickets. Now, who's with me? Who's this beautiful mystery gal? Well, it's Alex. Look at that. I just broke my chair.
That's because you're so excited to see me.
Alex,
I just
Pfeiffer.
Want the merch. How do
you
I get the merch?
You got to go to
store.ymhstudios.com. Can you just get me something?
You did it. What do you want? I'll get you whatever you want.
Whatever.
You got it. Okay. Now, you are a friend of mine. You live
in
my hood. We've become neighborhood friends.
We are more than friends.
What are we?
We're like
sisters.
Yes, of course.
Did you make out with a lot of girls in college?
Never once.
Really?
I attempted to like get the attention of your husband. It didn't work out very well.
Now, why did that happen?
Am I allowed to like share my experience?
Wasn't he talking to himself?
Yes, in the car.
So she's the neighbor. We talked about you on your mom's house, actually.
You did?
Yeah, because we're like our neighbor tried to get my husband's attention.
Oh, great.
And did you see him going like,
okay, so here.
Oh, you need
what
to point the talk into the barrel of the mic, Mom.
Okay, I'm talking in.
Like, it's
ready.
A big,
so here is what happened.
Yeah,
this is really
down.
Nice.
Push it down like this, so it's right in that mouthful.
It's like in my boob.
Yep.
Okay, are we fine?
You like them?
Yeah,
you're
I
right.
do. Okay, so wait. Here's what happened for real.
Go ahead.
I came home from a meeting. I was in my car, and I looked cute. I had a hat on. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then this dude's coming by me in this car with tinted windows. And I have tinted windows, but I rolled it down. And I was like,
you even rolled it down?
Yes. And I waved. And I was like, at first I didn't know who it was. I was like, oh, okay, hi. And then I waved, and literally the person was like this. And I'm like, what is he? Who's maybe he's on the phone? Like, it was weird. It was like he was telling, and he was in this weird daze. And so I was like, wait, what is going on? And like, does he not see? Is he mad at me? And then he just kept going. So then I texted him and I said, hi, did you just, and he goes, see what? I'm like, me, did you see me? He's like, oh shit, no. And then I called you and I said, well, apparently I don't exist in any kind of environment of your husband's world.
Good.
And then you said what?
Then I said, good.
Yeah.
I don't want him checking out other
But
chicks.
I wasn't like, hey, what?
No, but you're a friend.
I'm
Alex,
a friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's my buddy. And then it like vroom, right past.
Now, does your husband talk to himself as well? Because my husband has full dialogues with himself. And that's what you witnessed is like the argument that he was having with somebody imaginary.
Okay. I don't know if he talks to himself out loud.
Yeah.
But I can say things to him 75 times. And that's lovely. And
oh, your husband?
Yes.
I thought I was talking about mine. So,
no,
yeah.
Not yours. Mine. I'd be like, so, hey, what's for dinner? And it's like, it doesn't process.
No.
And I'm like, what are you doing at this moment that you didn't hear me say? Where should we go to dinner? Or are you hungry?
They don't listen.
It's like mute silence.
Yeah. Now, I call that frying bacon. And that's usually because my husband can only do one thing at once. And one time he was frying bacon and I asked him a question and he was so focused on the bacon, he couldn't hear my question. So from now on, we call it frying bacon because I'm like, oh, are you frying bacon? You can't do two things at
once. My husband is frying like an 8-pound pig because
all the time.
Well, he's a musician, which you know.
Yeah.
And he's just constantly in his head. And yeah, no, there's not a lot of if he's talking to himself, it's quietly,
yeah,
but he does not hear other people.
He doesn't. And it's very frustrating when they don't pay attention.
Learned to do everything. So
that's what women do. That's what we do. And then we're like, I'll just fucking do it myself.
It's better.
Unless you give them D touches. And when you touch their D, they pay attention to you a little bit more. That's what I found with Tom.
You try to teach me this.
Well, thank you. And when I drain the poison, Tom is a lot more attentive. He listens better.
But I have a very sensitive husband. So he would rather bond with me in other ways.
Wait a minute. Are you saying he wants to listen to you and have feelings and cuddles?
He likes
and
to
stuff?
Have deep conversation about world events. And I have no patience for it, but I have to be, he's very smart and cerebral.
Oh, wow. That must be nice.
I'd trade. Really? I think that the D rub is, that would be great. It's
so much
20
easier.
20 seconds, boom.
I know.
An hour conversation about the state of Israel.
Yeah, that sucks actually. And I don't know enough about the world because I have two small kids now. I haven't really kept up on anything in 5 years.
Yeah, well, there's a lot happening right now you probably should be aware of.
In the world?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This has been the least eventful year in human history.
Yeah, we all might not be here tomorrow, so that's good. Yeah.
Because of Israel?
Other things too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bummer. Well, I'm glad you're here. And
thanks.
Now, I had Dion on the show, who is the unofficial mayor of our neighborhood. Yeah. And I say,
who's the official?
This is why I say official mayor is you, Alex Pfeiffer. Okay. Let's sorry, Dion, you're close second, but she really runs the streets.
Dion delivers things. Why does Dion get a title? You have to actually do something.
Oh, I see. I mean the mayor in that he knows everybody. But then again, so do you.
So he's not the mayor. He's something else.
So what is he?
I don't know. Desperate housewife type?
Here's the thing. You know everybody. Have you seen the guy on my street who works?
I already know what you're going to say.
What?
Workout dude with the garage open with his shirt off. That is the biggest cheese ball ever. And if he ever hears this, he'll never speak
He's
to me.
He's never going
to
hear
but
this.
But I don't know his name.
No, neither do I.
He looks like a Brad.
A Brad?
Right?
A Chad?
Chad.
Yeah.
Chad.
Well, here's my problem with it. I don't care if you want to. It's a nice show. I get it. He has a backyard. He's choosing the front for the audience, right?
Have you heard the sound effects?
That's what I was just going to say.
Have you seen his trainer though, who's very attractive? The trainer's count 10, go. And then he's oh no, for real.
Seriously. So I did Pilates yesterday and I brought him
up.
Did
you make sound effects?
And I did just as a joke because I was like, no, he goes.
Oh wait.
Stop.
No, he does. He makes air exhale sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Stop.
Except for... You just made me think of something that you're going to be really annoyed by that I do.
What? Do you make workout sounds?
No, because I don't work out. But do you remember the one sport I actually thrive in?
Let's cheerleading?
I'm 5'10" and can't stand Hookering? Most girls. Do you think I was a cheerleader? Yes. No. What sport? Come on. You know
Volleyball.
This about me. No, that's
Golf.
A team sport. Close.
Polo.
Tennis. Thank you. Yeah. Ranked tennis player. And who do I play with?
George McEnroe.
No, not names. Do I play with... A sex. Which sex do I opt to play with?
Men.
Thank you. So
you're very alpha. You're a masculine energy.
I know. So I was playing tennis on Saturday with a group of men, and we'll get into this later, one of which dumped me at the age of 18. I haven't seen him in years. I had to play against him, so I tried to smash him in the face with a ball. But it was pointed out to me that I have a grunt.
No.
And I was like, what?
A tennis grunt.
But it's bad. It's like,
what's your grunt?
Loud. But I hit really hard and they wouldn't invite me if I didn't. And I don't think I could actually. Chad Brad breathe.
But here's the thing. I have a tennis sound as well. I think most people have a tennis sound. It's like,
Yeah.
But
no, most people don't have a tennis sound. Trust me.
No, a lot of people do. But I think the workout sound, especially when you know you have an audience. It's absurd. And his are so loud. And I was walking the other day past his house and I could hear him across the street where I was.
Yeah.
Nadav, isn't it absurd to have first of all, if you're in a gym, it's absurd to have a workout sound.
unless you want chicks to look at you, which clearly he knows you're across the street.
Is that why he's doing that? To get us to look at him when he makes fitness?
I mean, it's hard to say, you know?
Oh, come on.
Well, look, I mean, I grunt as soon as I get home, like, just because it's a way to alleviate stress. You go,
No, that's different.
It's different, and it's repeated, and we all know him.
The whole neighborhood knows this guy's stupid.
Yeah, but he's newer. He hasn't been there that long. Like, he's probably been in the last 6 months.
Oh, Chad's new.
I haven't noticed Chad before. I've noticed him since COVID because I go for walks a lot.
Everybody has been. That's like been our,
imagine
wine
the Chadster
walks.
Like at Equinox? He probably did it there.
Like, they're probably like, thank God he's not here.
Yeah.
So I brought you here today because A, you're a mom.
You love me.
I love you. B, and C, you're a very successful realtor. Very successful. You're very driven. And I always have people on, and I'm inspired by people that are very resilient and hustle and grind and do their fucking thing. And I think so there's that part. And then secondly, I'm so envious of you because we both grew up here in LA.
Yep.
But I grew up in the San Fernando Valley and you grew up in like the real life Beverly Hills 90210. Was that your zip code growing up?
It was until I moved to OJ's neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. So, but let's back it up. So you essentially grew up having the life or what people imagine BH9, the 90, if you're a fan of
for sure.
The show.
I mean, that was my life. Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Tell me. So, okay. Because I think everybody listening to this show, you have to realize this experience you have is 99% of the reality
of, nobody.
Of the rest of the,
Yeah.
So people listening and, you know, the woman in Peoria right now who's like,
at
what?
Least you didn't call it like a bad word, like every what? Other city you just mentioned. Oh. Peoria, like P-shittia.
I like Peoria.
I do too. Yeah.
But it really that, like, did girls your age, like 16-year-olds have Porsches and stuff?
Yes.
And everybody had so much money. And
I didn't have as much as everyone else, but we had, you know, my life was not hard at a young age, but it became hard later. But I went to a very fancy school with a lot of the people that are now reality stars. And there were lots of fancy cars.
Like is it a public school or a private school?
Private.
You went to a private school?
I went to private school. Yeah. I mean, can I say things?
Is it Harvard Westlake?
No, because there was no, when I was younger, it was Harvard and Westlake. Harvard was the boys' school and Westlake was the girls.
Oh,
and then they combined them. And then that's about when I was applying there. So it was a little too chaotic for me to go there. I went to an all-girls school in Hancock Park that has had some interesting things happen to it since I was there. But it's a very good school. But I grew up at a school, I might as well say, because you can just Google it. But I went to Buckley. Buckley in the 80s was the go-to school. All the Jacksons went there. The Kardashians went there. The Hiltons went there. It was very fancy schmance. But I came from like a, despite the fact I came from a Hollywood family, my family was quite conservative. So we were not, there was not as much bling and fanciness around my life, but my peers for sure were that way.
Bananas. So what's funny to hear you say, because Tom has told me this before too, like when everybody's wealthy in a school environment, like someone's got to be the not wealthiest. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
I would like to say
hierarchy.
That was probably me, with the exception of kids that were like on scholarship, like for real. Like we were fine and I was raised in a nice bubble, but the affluence around me was very
nuts.
And as a young kid, you don't notice it. Thank God. Cause I actually think it's unhealthy to
it's crazy.
As I got older, it was more noticeable. And it is for that reason, I have tried very hard for our kids to be around a lot of diversity, because I actually think most people don't end up okay who grow up in that kind of a bubble.
Duh.
Yeah.
No shit. That's why I'm going to Texas, but okay.
Oh yeah. Where there's oil money and people with more than there is. Really?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So, okay. So you're growing up and you're literally in school with the Hiltons, with the Kardashians, with like, what is this like? I mean,
but you have to understand, we're kids. So the kids weren't like, you know, taking selfies. They were normal kids. We were all kids. The families were fancy and had big houses, and playdates were in very large homes. But I think, like, to be honest with you, it's probably, I grew up with a lot and then a lot went away. And so I I think I've gone into the field I'm in because I was in so many amazing homes growing up.
Mm.
Our house was nice, but like my friends' houses were really nice.
Can we say what your dad did for a living? He created a very, very successful television show that was on for many, many years.
My dad started out as a writer. And he wrote for Johnny Carson and Three's Company and a bunch of comedic shows.
Great
which
show.
You can appreciate.
Love.
Yeah. And then he went into the production world and yeah, he was one of the creators of Entertainment Tonight and Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which clearly,
crazy.
I guess defines your point of my upbringing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But I was little. Like my parents had me young and I was the oldest child. So I wasn't really that privy. I didn't understand. They were like gallivanting the world when I was home with my grandparents and my nannies. Mm. And like when you talk about your mother and like her, my grandfather and my grandmother were very strict, conservative. It wasn't like I was like out in the, you know, the club. Well, I kind of was. But
you were later.
Yeah. I was later. Yeah. I was watched as a young child. A lot of my friends were sort of not and could do what they wanted.
That's okay. So having grown up in the Valley, I grew up with one friend whose mom was famous. And that's how it was. It was like the nanny all the time and no one watching. And we could take a limo into Hollywood buy drugs or do whatever the fuck we wanted.
Somehow I managed to avoid that, but everyone else did not. Like I'm the weirdo nerd who never did anything. I went to clubs early, but I never partook. I was like 87 at 15.
Right. You like that, Nadav?
Love it.
I'm glad Nadav and I like that. I mean, he's my new boyfriend.
I know.
Yeah.
So what changes for you? You said at 15.
My father sort of had a come to Jesus moment. And I think entertainment was not, he's a very good person. And it was a lot of, I think he just got into difficult situations he didn't want to be a part of anymore. And they fled and left LA. And it was hard for me because I'm an LA girl. My whole family is here. And I moved to Orange County, which was, I mean, I have dark hair and it was all blonde people and they were nice, but I didn't fit in. And so I was slightly traumatized. Okay, blonde.
Well,
whatever.
Orange County, now you're, so there's just like.
You also don't have blue eyes. You're not 5'10", play volleyball and water polo 80 times a day and wear bikinis. And I'm like, what the? I was like 5'5 until I grew tall when I was 18. Like I was a tiny little stubby tennis player.
If people don't understand, like that stereotypical California blonde is very real.
Like, oh man. And they don't like you when you don't look like them. Now they like me. Now I'm their best friend. And I'm like, like, I don't ever want to talk to you again. They were mean.
But there are girls who are so beautiful that you grow
like,
up around.
You stare at, I was like 14 and I'm like, how do I look like that?
I know.
It's never going to happen.
And that bitch is in your history class in 10th grade. Yeah, I fucking went to school with like body glove models.
Same.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And then they want you to tutor them because you're the smart kid. And I'm like, no.
Not me.
No.
But so decadence, and then your dad decides to dip out of showbiz.
He left Hollywood because he couldn't take it anymore, I think. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever know the real story,
but
there was a lot of, I think there were just situations where he just didn't want to fight anymore. I have a fancy mom who was not thrilled with that decision, but they took us to sort of get out of Dodge, and we moved there. And
where?
To Newport Beach.
Newport Beach, okay, right?
Yeah, I think I will say, because you don't know me from this side, but a lot of the misnomer about my life and my career is that a lot of people think I got help because of my past life and my childhood. I built my career on my own, sat at open houses, met people, and granted I had roots here in LA, but many of the people in my niche and successful people have connections and family help. I had the family history, but not the help. And so coming out of Newport, like I was in Newport for high school. I wasn't here. It's not like I had, my relationships were done. I left and had to start over. And then I moved back here and went to USC and went to business school there. And
you went to business school?
Yeah, they had an undergraduate accelerated business program that I got
into. It's very competitive. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it was actually awesome. But it also like gave me back the lifestyle and it brought me back here. And so I've been here ever since and never left.
Yeah. And you are very LA.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, for sure. But it's funny because as someone that grew up here, like I can sniff out
me too.
An Angelina.
I knew you were.
Yeah. I'm like,
but I also knew you were Valley.
Because I'm fucking dirty like that, huh?
No, I mean, I like that part.
Keep it 100, bitch.
Yeah, but
shout out to Cupid's Hot Dogs.
Never date 818.
818. Well, because I'm,
Go to 818, you're going to be late. You never learned that. It's so true. The west side is the right side.
It is. Well, let me tell you. So where you're from, I think every city is like divided that way.
You mean B-hood? That's what we called it.
The Beverly Hood?
No, Hilarious. Brentwood. We called it B-hood.
I don't even know
isn't that cool?
It's wild.
No, it's lame.
It is a whole, so in LA, like, it's so different. The life over that, so they call it being over the hill. When you live in the San Fernando Valley, there's a hill, you go up and down, and now you're in Hollywood, you're in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And it is such rarefied air. I mean, that zip code, to say you live in 90210, people pay just for that zip code. No,
pay more.
Yeah, just to say I live.
Here's the crazy thing, like, there are some amazing homes in the valley. I have this conversation with my husband a lot. I'm like, I move there.
Yeah,
like, I'll just take the house. But the fact that it's in the valley,
I know,
it's worth less than, it's just how, you know, it's how life works,
how it's the shit works. Yeah. Wow. So your mom,
yeah, you wouldn't. Oh, I probably should be nice. She's great.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. My parents are young.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
my mom is 68 and they're a year apart, my parents. They're not even 70.
That's not bad. Yeah, 68.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you became a mom when?
29.
Well, that's pretty, I mean, was later. I was a decade later. So that is pretty early.
I got married early and mom early, yeah.
No shit. Well, yeah. How old were you when you got married?
Engaged at 24, married at 26.
That is really young.
Mm-hmm.
Why so young?
I don't
know.
I think I grew up really fast.
Yeah.
I was sort of forced. I was just always on my own and I took care of everybody. So I don't think it surprised people that I met my husband when I was 21. So, and I dated a lot of people before that.
Yeah.
So I think I was like, okay. I felt ready. And I mean, it's been a long time. We've been together a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baby. So how many kids do you have?
Two kids, but my oldest is my stepdaughter.
Right.
I don't think you've ever met her. Mm-mm. But I met him when she was 4. Mm. She's now 22. Thankfully, I raised her well. Just graduated from Georgetown. I can say that.
Sweet.
And she is applying to law schools.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But being a stepmom is a step-parent.
Really freaking hard.
You can say fucking here.
Okay. Well, it was fucking hell.
Yeah. It is. It's fucking hell. So talk about it. What's the hardest part about being a step parent?
It wasn't hard being her stepmom. She was awesome. We are very, very close. But the stigma, I was younger and no one understood that I was actually playing a really crucial role in her life and that I was mature and educated and smart. And women just stare at you. They're like, oh.
Why? Because you were so young?
Yeah, I think. I mean, listen, you're married.
I've heard that before. That my friend had kids young and she's like, people think I'm like...
Well,
what's wrong
aside
with you?
From being a stepmom, you look like the nanny, and then you're the replacement. So other women are worried because it makes them study their own relationship, which is normal, but not fair to the person receiving it.
Yeah.
It was hard, but I'm a pretty tough chick.
And how was the mom? Did you have a good relationship with the mother?
Not then. It was difficult. Yeah. Now, I mean, it's years later, almost 20 years. So.
Oh, wow.
I don't think even the most ideal of circumstances when two women it doesn't.
It's so hard.
It's hard. So, and I'm not like a pushover, like kind of woman. So.
And did she live with you mostly?
We had a fairly fair exchange, but she was with us a lot.
Mm.
A lot. I mean, I spent my early 20s dedicated to her, but she's like deserving. She's an amazing kid. And I felt like she needed me. I think it's part of the draw then. She's just special and smart. And we had a bond.
Yeah.
But hard. It's stepmom.
It's hard in your 20s too. It's like you're not really, are you there yet? Maturity?
I thought I was, but now I don't. Looking back, I'm like, woo, that was a big decision.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think who I was at 24. I think I was like, I just got into comedy and I was so little. Like, you're not, your brain isn't even fully developed until you're what, 28, 30?
I grew up so, but you don't get, like, I grew up really fast.
What do you mean when you say that? Like, what?
I've talked about this before, like, in when talking to people about my career. Like, my parents, I was the oldest. My sister's in her early 30s. So I was taken to, it was sort of like the experience of like the Hollywood child that's the kid in the grown-up setting. Mm-hmm. Like, I have memories of my dad having business meetings in the Beverly Hills Hotel and I was like 4 and sitting in a bar and they never made me leave. But I could speak to anyone.
Yeah.
I grew up fast. So I didn't feel like I was under prepared to handle kids and be married. I could do it. Like,
yeah,
I just,
you were kind of thrust into an adult world very early.
Yeah, and I babysat my siblings. I nannied all through college. I took care of people's kids.
But then doesn't that make you want to have a childhood even more? Like, that would...
Yeah, well, that, why do you think I've gone so crazy? Yeah. I know where you're going next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I think part of why I'm so childish and, like, you know, it's Fartniks, not Phoenix, and why we live in...
See, no, like, I would never talk like that. No, like, I laugh when you do, but, like, I don't even think I would ever say that.
See, so, okay, but is it why? Like, what's... Yeah.
Because it's
what's
so stupid.
It, like, it's so dumb.
Like, I love you, but yeah, it's, like, stupid.
It's so stupid, yeah.
No, it
gives
is.
Me, but it gives me so much joy. Like,
but
it's
why?
So child,
like, your cup,
so
I'm reading, it
childish.
Says big farts, yeah. And, like, you have the highest IQ of any of my friends, and you're drinking out of a cup that says fart.
Yeah, big farts,
like,
brewing.
Why?
Because it's funny. It makes me happy.
Like, you like... Okay, so, like,
it
if
really
I said
does.
Something really stupid, you'd yeah. think it was funny.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
That's the shitty part of growing up so fast, is that you lose,
like,
your
I take things too seriously.
Childhood. No, you lose your innocence fast.
True.
And you don't, you know, you're supposed to have that time to just play and exist and be. And, like, I watch my kiddos now, and they're just... It's free. And, like,
am I allowed to talk about the crayons all over your, like, I've never seen a house like I am OC. You've been in my house is like, if the pillow isn't fluffed, like, my childhood has made me have everything itemized. My closet is color coordinated. Your house, there's, like, yeah. crayon on the staircase. And I literally want to take out my magic marker and clean it when I get there.
You know what it is, man? I've just surrendered. I'm like, you know
I
what?
Can't.
I know we've got a few more years of this. But that, you know...
Oh,
then,
this is going into Medicaid. I know, you're going to say I need to be medicated.
No,
for sure.
I didn't.
Yes,
but
you are.
Sounds like you want to be. Let's talk
no,
about it.
No, you want me to be.
I don't want
share.
You to be medicated.
Why don't you share our conversation?
I'm saying that, look, it's your personality. You're very peppy. You're full of anxiety.
You never say peppy. You're like, dude, you're the most intense fucking human being I've ever met. You got to take it down like 7 notches.
Yeah. You're fucking intense. Well, here's why.
Thanks.
You only sleep, what, 3 hours a night? That's not good for you.
I'm aware, but I don't want to take a pill. What if, God forbid, there's an emergency? I'm the person that's going to, like, save us.
You can be on Lexapro and still be proactive and
no.
do the stuff you're supposed
okay,
to do.
Okay, just say what happened, because then I'm going to tell you how
remember.
You almost got me fired. Go
how
ahead.
How did I get you fired?
No, you did. Well, I have no filter, so I almost got myself fired. But why don't you share our dinner we had at which you told me you thought I could benefit from some form of medication. Go ahead. Share. Share with
I
all of your
told
lovely
people
friends.
People that you're fucking bonkers and you need to be medicated.
Yeah, you did.
So get some.
What's so wait.
So what's the holdup?
There's a holdup because my brain is what makes me me.
Yeah, that's what
I don't
want to
alter it.
Themselves.
Thank
that's what
you.
I used to say to myself.
I know, but wait. So do you want to hear what happened? Because this legit
now
happened.
I drink coffee out of fart mugs
and you
and
just
stuff.
And you snorted.
Yeah, like, and I wear cool sweaters.
But I like your sweater. like my boobs are hanging out, but I like your sweater.
I love it.
Okay, so wait. Do you want to hear what happened? Because this
okay,
I haven't even told
happened.
You the whole story.
Tell me what happened.
So 1 week later, I go to Santa Barbara to have like some time off.
Okay.
And the head of my company internationally requests that I'm on a panel with like top producers. And I'm like, ugh, I'm on
producers in your industry,
in my
in real
industry.
Estate.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, why not? And I said, what's going to happen? Like, are they just go, you'll be fine. We're going to ask you organic questions. And I was like, okay, great. So I'm in Santa Barbara. I'm like in, you know, like relaxed apparel. I'm not fancy. And they're asking me questions about my career. And they're like, so like, what makes you you? What are your clients
it's
like?
Fucking annoying.
It's so lame.
It's the worst
right?
question ever. What
it
makes
was
you,
the most
what
generic.
What makes you, you asshole? You answer.
So they're like, why are you so successful? Well, my brilliant mind is like, oh my God, this reminds me. I just had a conversation with one of my friends and she was saying to me that I'm really intense and that I probably should be medicated. And I said, but the truth was, and my response to her was, if I was medicated, I couldn't do the deals. I said, would you hire me if I was like comatose? And literally all of a sudden, because I can see it's a live panel.
They're like,
50,000 people are like, do you have a problem with antidepressants? You're saying medication doesn't work? And I'm like, fuck. And then I have to like respond in the thing. No, I'm not saying that. I just don't want to change me. I'm totally all for it. And then I'm like, wine is my medication. Like I had to think of something like, you know, God forbid.
Alcoholic.
But the truth is. Yes, I realize that like out of a 10, I'm a 47. Yeah. I get it. I am high.
Full throttle.
But that's really how I can get things done for real, because I can think really fast and I can read a room really fast, and my brain works in equations. So I can see patterns, and it's how I get deals done for real. And I do fear that even if it calms me, which I need, because I probably will have a heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't want to shift that at this point in my life.
Then don't do it until you're ready. Look, the only reason I suggested is that if how you're existing now
is causing misery,
suffering,
despair, lack of sleep and angst. Yes. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like awesome.
Well, that's why I tell people listening, if you're suffering,
you cannot, you have to. No.
Fucking reason to suffer.
I believe that it actually would help me. I just won't. I can't jump into the thing.
Well, hey, it's when you're ready, dude. I've got a great shrink.
Now I need a shrink.
In Beverly Hills. You have to
you're
go to
really
get
good
prescription first. You can't just go to the CVS. You have to get a prescription. You have to get diagnosed and stuff. They have to diagnose you.
What are you diagnosing me with, doctor? Like, what do you actually think? I'm curious at this point, because there's always innuendo. Like,
let's see.
Just be honest. Tell me.
Well, you definitely have some kind of anxiety disorder.
Well, clearly, but that doesn't...
Generalized anxiety
disorder.
Don't you
think a lot of people do?
Yeah.
Like a lot of smart people?
Especially this year. Well, I would say, yeah, smart people, dumb people, all people. I think that this year has been enough to medicate.
Okay, let me just clarify. Overactive brain people.
You could be ADHD.
Duh.
Yeah, you're ADHD.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I accept
titles.
You. I accept you as you are.
You should.
Okay. You want to do some follow-ups with me?
Yes.
Okay. This is funny. So Annie was on the show a while back, and he said that his mother would refer... He had a single mom, and he was like, Mom, can I go outside and play with these other kids? And she's like, no, those kids are throwaway kids because no one cares about them. So this is just a follow-up.
That's what the mom said?
Yeah, to keep him in line. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said smartly... I'm a single dad listener raising a 5-year-old little girl. We live in an apartment complex and my daughter constantly wants to run with the kids outside. I am very protective and do not want her to go into random people's apartments. I've not been able to figure out how to tell her why, but now I do. Thanks, Annie. I was able to use it for the first time the other day. She had asked while we were outside walking the dog. When I said to her, she looked confused and said, throw away, like garbage? I replied, just like garbage, LOL. Anyway, keep my hand tight. You bet I'm coming up, Manny. So throw away kids. Do you...
Okay, can I just tell you one thing that you're going to be annoyed with?
Yeah.
You know how you just diagnosed me with ADHD?
Yeah.
Okay, all 18 sentences you just read.
Horrible.
I heard like, meh, ma, ma, ma. I only got the last part.
Yeah.
I did. It didn't even process.
Yeah.
I mean, all I heard was like the end, and that was not good.
Yeah, that's okay.
But if you were medicated,
you would.
I would never say that. No, I focused enough that is not okay.
What are you saying, that you are sick?
Probably, but I'm also saying that. Like, would you say that to your child?
Oh, those are throwaway kids. Yeah, I say crazy shit to my kids.
But I don't think you would say that.
Well, what do you say to your? What would you say to your kids in this situation, like? Because I grew up in an apartment complex where that wasn't a danger.
Okay, so I've been in this situation in a different way. I feel like the problem is I have a child who will say the same thing outside and everyone will hear that I said that.
Yeah.
So even if I believe that point, I have to be careful because she will go tell the entire neighborhood that my mom told you're a throwaway kid, and then everyone will know.
Yeah.
Instead, I think I say, I don't really know if this is somewhere we have different ways of thinking. And so I don't, like, she'll say, can I have a, it's COVID, but prior to this, can I go over to the, and have a play date? And, you know, I may know some things that it's not the safest of environments.
Yeah.
And I just explain that we have different ways of thinking, because I know if she goes to that house, she'll probably like somehow figure out how to open a wine refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? How do you do that? Because I haven't had this issue yet. I might say
they're little. Like, you're gonna see. You can't say that. Are you kidding me? You say that to your number uno son. The whole world would know.
You know what I would do? I'd be like, no, have him come here instead.
Totally.
Bring him here.
I would too.
And then why?
I am that house. Everybody comes to my house.
Yeah, but that's what I want to be too.
That's called control freak.
Bring him here. Yeah. But I don't want my kid in some fucking weirdo's house. Are you crazy?
No, and my parents let me go everywhere.
So did I.
They didn't
so
even
did mine.
Care. Like, there were people, like, there are some very famous people I grew up with, like, doing stuff that I didn't even know what it was, and it was bad.
Like what? Cocaine?
I've seen that at a young age. I can't tell you. I mean, I'll tell you when we're having drinks, not here. But I saw lots of weird
things. Are they dead?
No. Which is why, and cool, I would never say. But I did see some crazy ass shit, and I'm like, how did you say yes? My mom just trusted. She knew I was really like an old soul. I would never, I still wouldn't do that kind of stuff, but who would expose your, like, no.
That's the thing, is that it's such a touchy thing. But then you have to let them have some experiences over other people's. It just has to be a house that I'm very comfortable with, I'm very familiar with.
Okay, I actually don't believe you. I think you'll be fine and be like, yeah, go. And then you'll just like.
No, I'll be like, can I come too? Yeah, let me come too. Let me bring a cake.
I'll go.
I'm fucking serious.
Me
and
too.
I'll be like, what's up, bro?
Me too.
I'm looking at you. I'm seeing what you're doing.
Well, don't send your husband, who apparently doesn't
talks
notice
to himself
anything.
Himself and doesn't know shit. So oblivious. I know. Fucking idiot. Talking to himself.
Yeah.
Can
Ready?
I ask you
Ready?
This? Yeah. It's my
husband. Okay, what?
You got it.
Yeah.
You nailed
okay,
it.
Okay, what are you going to ask me?
How much do you hate when people do this?
I don't like any hand gestures.
The hard hands makes me see red.
You mean like on Instagram? I don't even like any of that.
I hate the heart hands.
Can we just do it
so
on purpose
much.
Now? Because we hate it so much and do it
Nadav,
all the time.
How much do you hate heart hands?
I don't okay, really
I'm
understand
not a girl,
it.
Like I'm not a girl.
Like,
I don't even get it.
When he's
oh, let me hear. I didn't
That's
hear.
Why you have to wear your fucking head.
Fine. God damn you. Okay, I hate these headphones.
I know, they make your hair look
okay,
bad.
Go. No, I don't care about that. All right, what's your answer?
No, I just feel like if you're doing heart hands for the most part, you're either doing like really, really cool drugs or you're just really super lame.
You're super lame.
I feel like it's
heart
lame.
Hands is the lamest, dude.
Heart hands?
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but why did you even think it? You're seeing all of the moms in our
Cause I was
doing
watching,
heart hands?
No, I was watching Love Island last night on Hulu. Have you seen this piece of shit?
Okay,
yet?
Do you not remember your friend does not watch television?
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah.
You got to watch Love Island, the Australian version.
Are these like for someone who's 7'3"? Like I literally-
You can make
like,
them smaller.
I don't know how. I don't know how to do anything.
Squeeze it up.
I can do that. Okay, go.
Love Island- They're Australian and they're the hottest, dumbest people you've ever seen. And then they hook up with each other. It's really, really good. But a lot of those dummies do this thing like in their package, you know, when they're like, my name's Brad. I'm from Bolabinda. And you're like, ugh, heart hands. Yeah, there they are. They're all super
Wait,
hot.
Let me see. Oh,
well,
they
this
are
is
cute.
A different
No, they're not
season.
Hot. No.
Love Island, Australia. Do you I know anybody feel... in the reality show world? That's not them.
Yeah, I do.
Who do you know?
Lots of people. So like really like who cares about them? But like look at the boobs. Who wears a Speedo?
Oh my God. Everybody has fake
Speedos. Speedo's worse than a heart hand.
That guy's straight, by the way.
No, he's
a male model. Yep.
Yeah, he said he's straight.
Super gay.
Straight into the closet.
But don't all these guys that are ripped, don't they look super gay? It doesn't look attractive to me. Like
we've talked about this. Like there pretty boys
attracted.
Do nothing for me. Hello,
yeah,
I was
I
staring
agree.
At your husband and realized it was my friend. Like let's be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Like but it's supposed to do something for us, no?
It does something for a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who would be very happy about that.
Yeah, same. But I'm like it's feminine. It reads feminine to me.
No, it reads narcissism.
Yeah.
Mhm. No.
Yeah, because to me, it's too vain. Like, I spend a lot of time working out, so I don't have a good personality.
No, it's not even about that. It's just IQ points.
I wish you would get a tattoo above your cooch, like that chick on the far right.
I already have one.
A cooch tattoo?
Yeah, I do.
What are you talking about?
You didn't know?
What does it say?
Guess.
It says, WAP this way. And it's got an arrow.
No, it says, B-hood.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Brentwood?
Yeah, I did it when I was 17.
Brentwood pussy?
Do you actually think I did that? Like, no.
No.
I actually have nightmares that I have tattoos.
So do I.
You do?
Yeah, it's
I
recurring.
Do. I wake up recurring. And yeah. I wake up and I stare at the location just to make sure it's not there.
Yeah, I have that. The teeth falling out and that.
Mine are braces.
Oh.
I still have braces at my age in my dreams.
Isn't that the most
And my orthodontist won't take them off.
Oh God, that's the worst.
Yeah, yeah. It happens constantly.
Did you have headgear?
Yes, I did when I was young.
Yeah, me too.
But you realize I had braces before you met me as an adult for a second time.
What?
Yep.
That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't happen to you, but after I had Nico, I'll say her name, my teeth moved and I have a weird obsession with straight teeth.
So annoying.
So I put braces back on and it was so awkward. Ew. As someone who's a career woman and I have to like talk to people, yeah, and hide them. It was awful.
Super lame. Did you, yeah, why didn't you,
you would have loved it.
Why didn't you opt for Invisalign?
Because they said it was faster. They said Invisalign.
How was it having braces a second time?
Horrific and embarrassing. Yeah. But I just dealt. It was awful. A little over a year.
Ew.
I know. I'll show you pictures. You will not believe it.
God, there's nothing worse.
All
than
my smiles were like
braces.
This. Ready?
Yeah, that's funny.
And everybody's like, why is she smiling like that? Because usually I'm like a big laugher.
Oh,
oh yeah. That's it. Okay, wait. Middle picture. That is what it looked like.
Ugh.
It like it was like so literally terrible. It was so awkward and like I know for real, like people didn't know how old I was because, yeah, you know me, I wear like hats a lot and like workout clothes and they're like, wait, is she a grown up? Is she in college? It was bad.
Well, and especially because like when I had braces, I was 14 or 15 and I wasn't wearing full makeup and like lipstick.
But look how bad it looks. Like, can we talk so about gross. Poor people that are adults that have to wear makeup and it doesn't match.
Oh my God.
No, the oh God.
Wrinkles and braces just don't work
and
together.
And I had them both. And Jeff, poor, I mean, I just said my husband's name, but it was not.
Could you give a beach with the braces?
Oh, it's horrific. No, it's bad. And like your lip gets caught on it. It's bad.
I wasn't young enough.
Go Invisalign. I will now say to the chicks that are out there, don't do it.
Yeah, you crazy?
And it didn't even work. Look, these are all straight. This one's still sticking out.
Mother
like
F.
Thousands. And
not even worth it.
No, yeah. Not worth it.
God,
not worth
so
it.
Embarrassing.
I just remembered something else that we forgot to talk about workout, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen the workout moms?
Well, yeah, the whole neighborhood we live in is nothing but Lululemons.
Except for you don't know what I'm talking about or else you'd be laughing right now. Have you seen all the moms at the end of our street who works out with the really hot one guy with the dreads?
No.
It's almost like mortifyingly embarrassing. I want to go save him and be like, you don't need to be here. It's so awkward.
Wait a minute. Are these the people that do yoga at the end of the street?
I've seen those. It's called like ploga. I don't know, like you plyo yoga. It's like a mixed thing with weights. But I mean, I am, you know me, Spanish Jew. I'm a mixed chick. But it's all like pretty blonde moms and this one hot homie. And I'm like, I just want to be like, go. Like, I feel bad for him.
It's
and every
so
time I run by, I like try to bond with him to like be like, this is so lame. And
he doesn't feel that way though. He's teaching the damn class.
I feel like he kind of does.
Wait, but is there anything more embarrassing than public exercise?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't look good. Listen, I've always felt this way.
They're full face makeup. The boobs are out. All of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing. Even when I go and get my coffee, I see women wearing Lululemon pants.
Full makeup, right?
Yeah. No. And I'm like, I'm so mortified in athletic wear. I don't want anybody seeing me look like this.
Okay, so we have a difference of opinion.
Why?
Because your sweatshirt to me is athletic wear. Like you
this
love-
is athleisure wear. It's leisure wear. It's
okay,
high-end leisure.
First of all, I don't have your boobs, and if I wore that sweatshirt, I would look ridiculous. Like it doesn't look cute. It's like I look like a boy.
Yeah.
So instead, I wear Lululemon clothes to get coffee because it's like a long-sleeve t-shirt and leggings.
Okay.
It's not like, I think there's two mixes. There's the mom that wants to look hot with the makeup. And then there's the mom like me that doesn't really want to put on jeans because I hate jeans.
I haven't worn jeans in a year.
Yeah. And so I just wear leggings.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-oh.
What's more disgusting to you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your husband's in your car.
Oh, no.
And you look over and he's driving your car and he picks his nose and then he rolls a booger and then flicks it
out
in
the window
in your car.
Ugh.
So that it's on the floor of your car.
I would just pick it up and throw it out the window.
Okay. But what's more disgusting? Focus.
I can't. Go
that
ahead.
Scenario or the wife, me, flossing with those flossing sticks.
Oh,
I floss
no
in bed.
Deal.
I floss in bed.
Fine.
Well, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I floss. Shut up, Nadav.
Wait, what did Nadav say?
He's ramping up for
just hold on. Just wait for the whole story.
Have you not learned I have no patience? Go ahead. Okay, go.
So I'm flossing in bed. I'm watching Love Island. And then I take that flosser. And you know how my bedroom is set up. Oh, show her.
Oh, you look pretty.
Watch
there, though.
Yeah, it's nighttime.
No, you do.
Go ahead. Oh, listen, put your cans around.
I have them on.
Okay, go play it, Nadav. Play it.
Oh, hey. Just sitting here. doing my night flossing, and I thought you want to just see this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, wait.
There it goes.
Wait, you just drop it on the floor?
Yeah.
Why, though?
Yeah, because I'm... Okay, I'll tell you why. Because I'm tired. It's the end of the day. I put the kids down. I'm exhausted. And, like, I'm tired. So I put it down there. And then the next day, on the way to the can, I'll pick it up and throw it away.
So if you put it on the side table, you'd forget.
I just think it's a little extra fun to throw it on the floor. It just gives me a zing. It's like, okay, so whatever. I think it's grosser to be on the side table. Frankly, I do, because then it's like I might mix it up with clean ones.
Get a trash can.
Yeah.
And then I might reuse the old one. No, but this whole story,
you think I need medication? You're crazy. Like, first of all, A, that does not gross me out at all. The floss sticks, don't care. It's just weird. It's like weird behavior.
Yeah.
I would put it on the side table. You could even have a piece of paper towel.
That's what people say, but I don't want to have it there face up. Like a face me open sandwich.
So you
and then
put
I
it on the floor
it.
And then you step on it. And
I don't
like
step
it gets...
on them. I don't step on them. For some reason, I don't step on them. I don't mind them
okay,
on
so
the floor because
the clear
trash.
Answer to this question is the nose booger. Like the whole thing grosses
Thank you.
Me out.
Thank you.
For
Finally.
Sure. No, 100%. Yeah. But the other thing is that like if he was in the midst of doing that, I would stop him. Like,
good luck.
Stop picking your, like, he's kind of not that guy though. I think he would be embarrassed.
Who, your husband?
Yeah.
No, your husband's way more civilized
yeah,
than mine.
Yeah, he's civilized.
He's
yeah.
a gentleman.
Like, he would
Mine's
do
a
that.
Savage.
I like the savage, but like, he would do it not letting me see.
Of course not.
Except for he throws his floss on the bathroom floor on and misses the trash can.
I do too.
And yeah. then I have to throw it away and I want to throw up.
That's disgusting.
Like, I don't mind if you throw away your own floss sticks, but he like does it in the bathroom.
How is that grosser that he yeah. missed the trash can in the
because
bathroom?
Because I have to pick it
floor.
Up. Like she's saying she picks it up. She brings it
no,
to
No, no,
the...
no. I get you thinking it's gross. Christina, why do you think that
okay,
that's
I'll
gross?
Tell you why. Because he's now putting her in the position of having to pick up his dirty floss. I don't put Tom in the position of having to touch my used floss.
In it's, the position he would never pick it up.
He's not. He would never.
I know him. Of course. And he would be like, get this shit away.
Get
he would
away.
Never pick it up. He won't.
So, but you're saying that my husband's more disgusting than I am for the booger scenario over the night floss.
Yes, I will give you that.
Thank you.
But I will tell you also that your behavior is weird.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't think so. I think it's fine. I put it on the floor because in my mind it's trash. It's like half trash, right? Because I'm going to put it in the trash. So it's on the floor. I don't want to put it next to my head.
Can I ask
That's
you
gross.
Another question? Do sure. you brush your teeth before you floss?
No, sometimes.
You don't. Like you just, you're.
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
What
I know.
Do you mean?
No. You bring the floss sticks and in your mind you have clean teeth now because you cleaned them laying in bed.
But then I brush in addition to flossing always. You think I'm an animal like that?
When does that happen?
I usually, it's either, so I, okay, I put the kids down, I'm watching Love Island, I'm flossing, and then before I go to bed, I
so
brush.
So you leave it on the floor and go brush and don't throw
sometimes,
it away at that point?
Sometimes.
This is, that none sometimes. Of this makes sense. No, like it legit does not make sense. Not to mention the fact if you had a dentist or an orthodontist, yeah. they would tell you you floss after you brush your teeth.
You floss after
you. Brush you. First. Then you get the stuff out that the toothbrush couldn't get. And then you're done. So
oh, I didn't know that.
Guess but... what? You could have flossed after you brush your teeth in the bathroom and then you'd have nothing on the floor.
Well, here's the deal. Flossing alone isn't good enough for me because I have crowns and it doesn't get into the gum line. That's why I had to use these flossers because I wasn't getting good reviews in my cleanings.
No, but that none of that, this is irrelevant.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't care if you use like the long string or the stick. It's
But the stick is better
you,
than
you
the string.
You just told me the whole reason you toss it onto the floor and get a zing is because yeah. you're really tired.
I'm
Yet
tired.
You just admitted, pardon me as my nose runs, you walk to the bathroom and go brush your teeth
I have
after
to.
The-
so, I have to. It's bedtime.
But you were tired.
But here's the thing, you're thinking, I'm sorry, let me explain my timeline. So I put the children
You've
down.
You've explained it twice and it makes absolutely
well,
fucking
I have,
no sense.
Because I have my own logic. Okay, so hold on. It's 7:30-ish. The kids are asleep. The kids are going to bed. I have this weird window of time between 7:30 and 9 before I go to bed. So in that window.
You watch your crappy
I'm watching
TV.
My and I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice to floss and lay down? Because like I kill two birds. Because then I go like, oh, I'm chilling. I could be flossing. So that's why I do that in bed. Because I'm like, it's just my chill thing I do. Meow. And then 9 o'clock.
Oh,
I have to brush my. I don't want to get up. Okay,
do you understand if you brush your teeth at 7:29?
Yeah.
And flossed at 7:32, you could still watch your show and you'd have nothing to do in bed but enjoy your show of these lovely people with tattoos on their coochies. Like, I
so
feel
you're saying,
like,
hold on. So you're saying I could put the kids down, brush my teeth first,
and
then
floss.
Go floss in bed.
Yes,
because I want to floss you, in bed.
It's kind of like how I like to eat frozen yogurt in bed. So right, I will let you
thing.
Have that thing.
Okay,
but brush your teeth first, and then you don't have to get up again, and then you can just stare at your little disgusting piece of metal.
This is fine.
Plastic on the floor.
It's plastic,
and then you pick it up in the morning. Yeah, but if you're already getting up again to go brush your teeth, you could have thrown it away. Okay, instead, this, you have like festering bacteria on your floor.
Not, I just want you to know that America agrees with me.
No, they don't.
This is Danielle from Texas.
No.
I just wanted to say,
No.
Do you want to hear what she says?
I don't, because I
just wanted
her.
To say I'm pro flossers on the floor. At the end of the day, I'm tired and I don't give two fucks. If I have a messy area next to my bed, then whatever. I'll clean it up later when I'm cleaning the rest of the filth that my family
okay,
makes. Keep them high and tight.
That's, is that Danielle from Texas?
Danielle from Texas.
She's right. But if you asked Danielle from Texas if she had already brushed her teeth, she would say, yes, I never got out of bed again.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Danielle's on my side. I know it.
Oh, we have follow-ups. Let's do two voicemails. Let's
okay.
see what the...
I like voicemails.
Ooh, I've got another one too I want to ask you about. Okay.
Oh, great.
Go ahead.
Hey, Christina. Mama D here from San Jose, California. So I wanted to put my vote in for the poll as to what's more gross, you putting your sticks, oh, your toothpick sticks
oh my
at
God.
Bedside, throwing it on the floor, or Bert clipping his nails and taping them under a table.
Mm.
I'm going to vote for Bert because, yes, that's a lot more effort having to take your nail clippings and tape it under a table.
What?
And I think we've all forgotten that Bert has at one point in his life went through a phase where he wiped his own ass with his hand after he takes a shit. So
oh my
just
God.
Imagine if
this
the table
is what
doing
about?
That, what's really in those nail clippings and being taped under a yeah. table. So my vote is for Bert with the nail clippings is way more gross
way grosser.
Than
thank
Christina
you.
Putting her toothpicks at the side of her bed.
Thank you.
It's her bed. She walks by it. It's whatever she wants to do.
Thank
so
you.
Anyways, love you guys. Keep them high and tight. And
she's very nice, but
day.
She talks as much as me. Okay, what in the hell are
so
you talking
Bert
about?
So Bernd Chrysler is another podcaster in Studio Jeans. He does a show with my husband called Two Bears, One Cave.
Okay.
And Bernd will clip his nails.
Wait, this man's name is Bernd?
Bernd Chrysler, yeah.
I think I would like him.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
I love Bert. He's like okay. one of my best friends. So okay. he'll clip his toenails or his nails and then get a piece of scotch tape, pick up the nail clippings, and then tape them under
Why?
The coffee table.
Why? No, that's bad.
Why do we do anything we do?
No, your thing with throwing shit on the floor makes sense to me. It's yeah. just kind of like a release.
Yeah.
Taping disgusting body part things on a table
vile.
Is gross.
And then his wife finds it. Leanne finds them. And then she's like, Bert. And I think he likes to think.
Wait, what does she like?
Bert.
Oh, that's cute.
And I think it's because, I don't know, he likes a part of himself. He likes to leave a
no,
part
no,
of
no,
himself.
No. There's some psychosis.
Says.
No. Does he save it for like a year?
No, just until Leanne cleans it up.
Why does he tape them? Because that's how he
Why
picks
does he
them
tape
up?
Them?
I feel like it's his way of picking up.
I think you nailed it. It's because he likes people to find them later on by surprise.
So which is grosser, your tooth situation or that?
Duh. Burnt, right?
That's like you think I need medication?
Yeah, he needs it. He needs it bad.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. He's really fucked up. Now, is it true that he was wiping his own ass with his hand?
No way.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Vaguely.
He was freehanding it. It was...
But for what reason?
Just to see if he could do it. And
oh my God. This guy got like...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
he could.
No, this guy has trouble. This is not good.
Yeah.
You may not want to be his best friend, sis. You said
he's
you
such
were.
A good man.
Oh,
he also,
yeah, great man. He makes his wife pick up his nail clippings with tape, and he wipes his ass with his hand.
I know. He's
and
the
then
best.
Touches his wife.
He's the best. And he doesn't take showers. He just takes pool showers. So, like, he'll go work out in the summertime
and jumps in the pool
and
sweaty.
Then jumps in the pool, and then that's his shower for the day. Isn't that fucking foul?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I actually would venture to guess many men do that.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that doesn't...
But it's
no,
not her husband.
No.
Jeff... You don't do that, Natal?
Most men do not do that.
Most guys are disgusting animals.
I don't think so. I don't know that okay, so I work with a lot of men, and a lot of them are in the construction world, and I would say many of them are not, like, showerers.
Shower? Even though they have sweaty, long days?
They I can smell them.
Mm.
Yeah, I think a lot of men are, like...
You think that's hot, secretly? Just a little bit?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind the
I don't mind the jumping into the pool thing. I think it's gross if your kids are going to swim in it.
Well,
but
here's what I mind is if you're going down on them and then you'll smell their balls and stuff because it won't be clean.
I have I am highly sensitive and I can smell anything from like a second away. So smells for me are a little bit hard. That would bug me. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you need soap to really clean up down there.
We've had this discussion because of COVID. I am a germaphobe, which you know.
Yeah.
And so I made my husband, he always used to take showers in the morning and that's fine. And then not at night. But the problem is he works outside of the home and goes to his studio and who knows where he's been, what Starbucks he went to. And he's not like an engager. It's not like he's having lunches with his buddies. Mm. But I'm like, you know, before we go to bed, we have a pandemic. Wash yourself off. I have like special soap.
Oh my God. I would kill myself living with you.
Why? How do you get I cook every day. I have great food. I have lots of yummy drinks.
The cleanliness, I cannot, like, here's the deal. Tom and I work really well together because we're both pigs. We're sloppy.
You're not worried about having dirty feet in your bed? Like you have a pretty bed. I've seen your bed.
I don't have dirty feet. I don't have dirty
feet. Everybody has, you've worn shoes all day and sweat in your shoes.
And I take them off and then I walk around my house with no shoes.
I've been in your house. People wear shoes in your house.
No.
Yeah.
We take ours off.
Sometimes.
I mean, I change my sheets regularly. So like, let's say I have a night or two.
But your dirty feet have touched them.
Don't care.
I care. I wash my feet before.
See, that's the difference though. I'm such like an animal. I don't see the crayon on the walls. I don't see the trash overflowing. I literally don't. It doesn't read. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I just don't care. I'm like,
okay. Well,
I care about like the farts and the silly.
Okay,
I don't know.
So I will admit to you that when I was at your house recently, literally tried to erase marker off of, you have marker on the stair banister. And I was like, I need to help her. It's red. And I literally was using, I had a pencil in my bag and I was erasing it like a psycho person. Your housekeeper, if I'm allowed to say, she stared at me like, are you okay? No, for real. I was like this, trying to erase it.
Okay. So, okay, moving
on. What is on your head?
It's a napkin. I just felt like putting it on.
But why?
It just feels good. I'm being silly.
I actually love the new hair, by the way.
Ugh, I don't like it.
I think it's really cute.
Too high maintenance. Oh. My husband loves it. So hold on. Let's do another voicemail. I want to do some follow-ups so we can clear the deck.
Okay, fine. Yep,
we got one more follow-up.
I'm excited.
Voicemail.
All right. Ready? Here we go. No, your hair looks good. Leave it.
Mommy P, I am outraged. Ugh. I am listening to your mom's house right now. I've got to tell you, the Tom is out of his mind if he wants you to have bigger swappers. Your sloppers are so sloppy and purple that he should be sassified. And if he's not, I think you should move on to the other team, Tina. I'm here for you.
Oh.
Love you, Mommy.
Oh. Wait, she wants you?
I just got off, or I got prepositioned.
That is the, do you understand
say.
That's the highest compliment?
When another lady
oh
wants
my God.
You?
When
I know.
I get hit on by a girl, it's like I literally feel like it's better than a guy.
I know, it is. It's very
special. I don't even care about the boob talk. I just am happy that she hit on you.
I know. It's so special.
That was special.
So my husband thinks that my boobs are too small and I need to get
I don't
them
believe
in
you.
Hand.
Your boobs are the best boobs. We've had conversations about this. I don't believe you.
Well,
Nadav, did this conversation happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you witnessed it.
Every fucking week on your mom's.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
I know, but you
it.
Know I'm a bad friend. I'm too busy and I can't watch anything. So you need to tell me.
Bro, I'm telling you. He's like, you need to get, because they got soggier with two babies.
He's just saying he wants them firmer because you had two kids. What the hell are you drinking?
I'm just always, I had a lot of Mexican food before I came. Now here's what I'm doing. This is roulette. I had Mexican food and I'm drinking coffee after. This is going to be explosive.
Great. I'm glad I'm sitting. Good. It's apropos. Farts.
Do
nice.
Do you shit in front of your husband?
Okay. He wouldn't care, but I have a major bathroom phobia. I don't even like. God,
you're
and
so neurotic.
No, I do.
It
I don't like.
Unreal. How
I don't even like
are.
My children to like. No.
How do you
You
avoid?
Take a poop with your husband?
I
watching?
Take a shit with my 5-year-old.
Yeah,
my
but that's
2-year-old.
Different.
The dog.
The dog. Nanny. What's the dog gonna do? Like,
the
of
dog
course.
Watches me.
By the way, your dog follows me everywhere.
She thinks you've got treats in your pocket.
Maybe. Okay, but the boob situation.
He
if
wants
you do
me to
it,
get bigger cans.
Then he's nuts. Something's wrong. Your boobs are the biggest boobs I've ever seen.
Biggest tits I've ever
and
seen.
And then if you get bigger ones, you're going to look like someone that has like a mental disorder.
I know. And guess what, though? In addition to the boobs, he wants me to get tats. He wants me to get a chest, like a throat tat. I actually do want the knuckle tats.
It is not happening.
Why?
I won't let you. You just said you have recurring nightmares about tattoos.
About being covered, but not just a chest piece. Look at, oh, did you bring up Dog?
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
He wants me to look like.
No.
Dog, the bounty hunter's wife. Look at those cans. That's what he wants.
No, he doesn't. He's
yes, he does.
He's not messing.
Joking.
Yours look like that. You're just prettier. Sorry
they
to the whoever
that
is. They
look like that. She looks good there, though, Beth.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Dog the Bounty Hunter?
He looks
God,
like...
God, you're so bougie.
Mr. I don't even
BH9.
Know.
BH9.
I'm not.
He lives in the valley. This is where I grew up.
Here?
He lives in Hawaii.
What does he do?
He's a bounty hunter, so he goes and he brings the bad guys in who
okay,
skip
no.
bail.
If your boobs look like that, I cannot hang out with you.
Well... You're going to have to.
No, no, for real. That is not, that's like something's wrong.
No, he's making me do this before the next fucking year.
I have a theory that I can't share with you on a show about boobs that are too big and men that want boobs that are too big because I think they actually look like something else that are not boobs.
Like buttholes?
I mean.
Two butts and then they want to F the butthole?
Maybe.
What kind of theory is this?
I think about it a lot. No, for real.
You're fucking insane.
Here, think about
that's
this.
It's not even a plausible
no,
theory.
No, it is. Like when that. You see women that have abnormally large boobs, just,
they look
just
like
assess
butts.
The husband. Assess. And yay. You're going to be like, dude, Fife Dog, you yeah. are right. You'll see.
Yeah.
No, for real. Something's not right.
No, I know. I think, well, they say when a woman gets a boob, well, Dr. Drew says it actually, that in a, if a woman is married and
yes.
she gets her boob job, she's getting ready to leave the marriage. Like she's getting herself ready to start looking at other
I
men.
I think that's applicable
I think that's
sometimes,
true, yeah?
for sure. But I also think there are men who have like a fixation on big boobs. And after you have kids, if you're a mom,
yeah,
boobs
destroyed.
Suck. I don't have a thing about boobs, so having small boobs doesn't matter to me. But if I wanted them, I would get them.
You've got nice hands.
They're just perky, but they're not big. Yours are huge.
Huge. I would take perky over big.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'd rather you reduce and lift than bigger.
I'm looking into it. Just kidding. I really don't care.
Yes, you
it's
do.
My
you
husband.
Clearly, yeah, but would you do it if he really wanted you to?
Yeah. Look, it's a whole fucking
I'll
topic.
Have a conversation with him.
Talk to him. Thank okay. you.
Because clearly he pays attention to me. like for real.
I know. How do you feel about small penises? Have you ever known a woman who prefers small penises?
No.
Wow, so quick.
No,
you
the answer
said
is no.
That.
No. I actually have never.
Well, I had people writing in saying that they have small meows and that they prefer
oh.
to have a small peener because their meow can't accommodate a large.
I mean, I don't know.
I have a feeling, can I, and here's another theory I have.
I mean, I'm 5'10", so I can't relate.
So you're
to,
saying that your vag is very long?
I would just assume that everything is proportionate to your height.
Do you think you have a deeper vagina than me just because
yes,
you're taller?
I do. For real, I do.
All right, let's Google vaginal depth.
Yep.
Is it relative to...
This is so inappropriate. Who would have thunk I'd be talking about this? Thanks
a lot. That's why
you
came here.
It is.
Look how he Googles it. Vaginal.
Yeah, it's not even spelled... You are yeah. a man. Yeah.
I have sausage fingers. Christ. Give me a break.
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay.
You're cute.
They looked at 100 women who had never been pregnant and found that vaginal lengths, unstimulated, range from 2.75
inches. Oh, see,
inches
I just won.
When a woman is aroused,
it stretches.
It increases.
Yeah,
oh,
but
wow.
do you see the differentiate? There's a deviation because of how tall you are, for sure, and how what your size is.
It doesn't say that about size.
There wouldn't be a range if...
No, arousal makes it increase in
no,
size.
No, but look at range from 2.75.
Determinants of vaginal length. Click on
go.
That.
Except it's in
I
meters.
Think it,
we're not going to even understand
I
it.
I know, this goddamn foreigner.
I know, right?
All right, what does
I
it
know
say?
That I'm going to be right.
Conclusion, statistically significant...
Here, 1 meter of height and 10 kilograms of weight increases total vaginal length. Ha, ha,
wow.
I told
you. You do. You know what we need?
Patterns.
We need to start bragging about our vaginal depth the way that
well, mine's
men,
better than yours,
men brag about
a giant.
Vaginal, I mean, their dick
their
size. We should be like, yo,
but
my vag is so deep.
But that would explain why a short girl cannot physically take it. See?
That does explain
for real.
Why.
It's actually painful.
Oh, you actually got something right.
I know.
That was really good.
See?
I'm so impressed now.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't get medicated.
I know.
Then those good thoughts
this would
will
be
go
me.
Away.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'd be happier.
Definitely.
But I just got happy being right.
That was really good. I'm real proud of you, dude.
Nadav? Impressed?
Yep. She wants validation.
Super impressed.
I do.
Super
I
proud.
Need validation. Thank
this
you.
This is amazing.
So wait, so my vag, I'm 5'7".
I mean, I can't tell you. I just read a thing. I mean, it's 2.82. Mine's like 3.19.
I like to measure my vagina depth.
You probably can. It's not that hard.
I weighed my breasts when they
how
were.
How much?
About 2-3 pounds, right?
No, for real.
Uh-huh.
Mine probably weigh half a pound. For real. like they do. There's like
so much weight. It's a lot. Okay, let's go. In fact, the depth of the vagina can measure anywhere up to 7 inches. The vagina is the canal to the cervix, which are da 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 da.
Okay, so it's even longer than we first thought. Now it's a few inches more. So if you're really tall, then it's deep.
That's fucking amazing.
I guarantee you, can we talk? This is a very inappropriate statement, but girls' menstrual cycles, I bet you that the girl we were talking about who prefers a smaller man's part cannot handle a tampon that is that large either.
Probably. That's a really good corollary to that thought. Yeah. Okay, sidebar. Is it inappropriate when I watch Cobra Kai that I have a crush on one of the 15-year-old?
Yes.
However, in real life, the actor's 22.
Oh, and you know that watching it?
Of course, I know that.
But did you know that before?
No, and then I Googled it, and then
no,
I gave myself permission.
No, it's fucking wrong, and it's disgusting. You're a cougar, and you give me so much shit, and that
is
gross.
But look at him. You know who I'm talking about, Nadav. Do I even have to say?
I don't know, so you're going to have to show me.
There's two boys I'm interested in right now.
Oh, God.
There's Robbie, who's a skateboarder.
Oh, my God, no.
He's like 22.
No. That is something. See, this is the thing. What's wrong? If you showed me
a
picture.
Come on, look how cute he is. You know he's going to be hotter in like 10 years. Look how cute he's going to be.
And you're going to be 84. No.
It's fine.
No.
I'm not saying I want to be with him.
He is not even attractive.
Yes, he is. He's super hot.
He looks like it could be our child.
Okay.
What is sexy about that?
He's not sexy. He's just cute. Like,
no.
And I picture myself at 15.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm 15 again.
Okay, we have opposite issues for the record. At 15 again? No. You wouldn't even like that boy.
Yes, I would.
Nah.
He's super rad. Okay, what about Hawk? Now what? Look at this kid. If I were 15.
No, I'm going to set him up with my daughter. Like, not even close. Ew.
He's 22 in real life. It's
and he
okay.
also looks like he's going to be a, like, hurt someone.
That's the point. He's badass.
No, like, it's like fake badass. Ew.
No, he's cool as fuck.
Okay,
he's
something is wrong
cool
with you.
Tattoo.
You have an issue with little, and I like 74-year-old men. No,
ew.
For real. I do. I have to tell you, I haven't told
you
about
you
this.
Who do you like?
Okay, this is not a weird thing. And I finally got validation. It was, like, amazing. So, a family friend of ours is a very well-known architect, and he is the most handsome
Frank
man.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
I'm not responding to that. But
is he dead?
No, I'm just telling you what happened. Listen to me. Is he dead? No, he's in his 70s, and he's really stylish and super smart.
Okay.
And I just had this conversation that if I was like an older woman and I was not married, I wouldn't even think twice. Like, hottest dude ever.
And
he's
old.
Older than my father. But like, to me, that's normal.
Okay.
That's a child.
Guys, look, can we take a vote in the booth? Who's weirder? My thing with
you,
22-year-olds, or her, Alex banging a geriatric.
He's not geriatric. If you saw him,
frailty.
He's like, no, he's like 6'2". I'll show you.
He's
later.
Old as AF though.
Yes, he is, but he is really handsome.
Can he even get an erection anymore?
I did not have that conversation.
Well, you know.
Oh, look it. Yeah. Okay. So this is pro.
That's him though.
No, but wait, go back, Nadav. There was one on that was similar.
I don't like any of this.
Okay, so what? You don't? Look at the one with the glasses. That's cute.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh,
he looks
that's
gay.
I mean,
George Clooney. I like George Clooney.
Have I never shared that with you?
Okay. Oh, you did. You told me this story before.
Yeah, let's not go there. Okay, yes. All of those are yeses.
This
in
guy
comparison.
Looks like the gayest bear
I
ever.
I don't want to be
gay.
With muscle dude, but like, listen,
I like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum's hot.
I like Sam.
So do I.
He's
way
hot.
More than the 12-year-old
AF.
Has
yes.
never had an erection in
What's
his life.
What's his last name? Sam. So the listeners.
Elliot.
Sam Elliot, but
hot.
Anybody would fuck Sam Elliot over.
Pierce Brosnan is the hottest.
Pierce is hot.
So you just lost. You've just proven yourself wrong.
But,
you have a picture of a little boy.
What you're
who,
describing.
Who like has a picture on his wall of Demi Lovato.
Of all, you need to tell me which 74-year-old you're referring to. These are like exceptional.
Okay, wait. Jeff Bridges. Perfect example. He looks like that.
I don't like Jeff Bridges.
Why?
That guy looks like he's dying already.
No, he doesn't.
That's hot. I take Bobby or Hawk any day.
Oh, no. I would take him.
No, this guy is, he can't even get it up
yes,
anymore.
Yes, he can.
He can't even
yes,
do
I
it.
Know for a fact he can.
He doesn't make a bowel movement anymore.
Yes, he does. He does, and he's hot.
Okay, Brad Pitt.
How about Brad? Brad's almost 60.
He's not old. That's not old.
He's almost 60.
He's perfect.
Well, you just lost again.
No, but you're saying 74.
Okay, yes, that is a vast difference.
74 and 60 are, ugh, there's your boyfriend. Oh.
No, not him at all. I'm trying to think of like a comparison with someone we could look at online. Let me think. How about Clint Eastwood, but not today, because he's like 90.
He's old as fuck.
No, but like, you know, when he was 70, you're going to be like, okay, she's right. Yes, no, exactly right.
Too old still. It's yes. not hot. No, it's like it is. My dad. My dad is 74.
Okay, oh, no. That doesn't work.
He looks like a Hitler guy. No.
No, no, bad. No. How about, what do you think of Harrison Ford?
No, he's highly fuckable.
That's what I'm saying.
I would
he's
bang
70.
Him. Get Google Harrison Ford.
I would bet he's 72.
But see, this, okay, here's the deal.
Hot. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
He's a
yes.
little old.
Wait,
now.
How old is he, Nadav? This is no. very important.
I don't think I could bang that guy. He's too frail.
Yeah, he's not frail. He's big.
Oof, does he have hair plugs? No.
Oh, 70. He's older than my guy. See?
I'm not into it though, bro. Okay. I was talking
you
Star
want
Wars.
A child who hasn't even had a girlfriend yet. And no. probably likes things.
Here's the thing. You're thinking I want to bang all 22-year-olds. I just want to
look at these
two.
Those two are the poorest examples of any, like literally.
I'm just looking. I'm not even doing anything. Gosh.
Okay, wait. But is T-Money aware of this? This is not.
Yes,
this
we talked about
very
it
unhealthy. Yeah. What does he say? Did he say there's something wrong with you?
Of course. He thinks
because
everything.
Because you realize in 5 minutes that will be your son.
I know. That's the grossest part.
It's terrible. Like, your son's friends are going to come over and you'll be like, oh my God, he's so cute.
No, no. But this is fantasy. This is why it's safe, because it's just a TV show. I don't have any intention of doing anything. This is not real.
It's the same thing thinking about it.
And I'm picturing myself. Oh, is it now Catholic sinner? Thinking this in is the same as doing it?
No. My point is that you're thinking about it.
No, I'm picturing myself at 15.
You're the Catholic. Then, you're the one
listen,
not fine.
But listen, the fantasy is two-step. It goes, oh, 15-year-old Christina. So I put myself there. And then I'm like, which one of these guys am I going to date? And then I go from there. I don't go 44-year-old mother of two, middle-aged fucking soggy tit mom.
But you
who's
are.
Who's going to date? No, it's in the fantasy world. I am like
Wait,
hot and
in
15
in your fantasy,
again.
Does he think you're hot?
Yeah, because I'm 15. And I'm
you're
like
not 15.
Young. I'm 16 or something.
Nah, I don't
Yeah, and I'm
you.
Like, oh no, I don't, I've never Frenched before. And then like.
Oh, but at 16, you so had. Oh,
that's 22.
Oh my God, you are so
22.
Cute.
That's the same age then.
Oh yeah, see, that would have been me. I'd be dating Robbie or Hawk.
Wait, you looked really cute there.
I know, it was pretty rad.
I like your hair short.
Yeah.
I've adorable. Never seen those pictures.
That's actually 26. So even if Road Rules, scroll down.
Okay, wait, this is a revelation. I did not
scroll
know
down.
This. You were on Road Rules?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's not my cast. That's the real world.
That's you now. Oh, you look very pretty there.
Yeah, that was downtown.
I like the short hair.
That's me. So the person on the screen is me at 21.
I feel like you should cut your hair shorter.
No.
Look how cute it looks.
That's me. That's me, 21. Well, I think when you're 21 and you weigh like 117, you can pull off
that is
that
a really cute
hair.
Picture.
Oh, there's my first time posting at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, you're so cute.
2007. When is that?
Oh, look
yeah.
at you.
Good times.
Yeah.
There's Tommy and I. We took
I
those
like
pictures at
now.
Sears. Oh, that's me, 26.
Look
we
at
took
the pink golf shirt
I
you're
know.
Wearing.
Super fun, right?
No.
And then that's Tom and I. We took those pictures at Sears.
Okay, can we say something about Tom? He's hotter now.
I know. We both had the glow up, as the kids
you
say.
You look weird.
Yeah, that's so supposed to.
That's so, the face Sears. He was making when I drove by him.
<He's>
For
like,
real.
Meh.
No, it was. It was that face.
Meh.
Okay, well, you know, guess it's fine. I shouldn't take it personally.
Isn't this wild that like you can just Google somebody? I mean, and you can see.
Do you
want to
see
me
when I was
26?
Yeah,
let's do it. Go.
Does,
dog.
Do people? Yeah, but I had a different name.
Yeah, go ahead. They want to find you.
No,
well,
you're going to see me under.
We could bleep you.
Okay. Well, no. Go. You can look at me now. Just you know how to spell my last name, right? Yep. You'll see a bunch. It'll come up. But then I'm going to show you a secret that even CP doesn't know about.
You were once a man.
Okay, so those are all me. I'm not once a man. Yeah, me. There we go.
You were a dancer?
I was. Yeah, there we go. Well, kind of. Okay, so.
You were
an
erotic dancer?
No. I don't have big enough boobs. Okay, so you saw the top ones. Those are all, there's everybody. Okay, so now Google Luna Sands. This is going to be a huge revelation for her.
You're Luna Sands?
Mm-hmm.
That's your name?
Yeah, I was a singer.
Oh, that's right. You told me about this phase.
Did he just say Sands Resort? No.
God.
Okay, no D. It's French. Sans. And then redo it. And then do images. You're going to find a bunch of stuff. Oh, look, there I am.
Oh, there she is.
26, baby. Look at that.
So deep
I'm
right there.
Very sexy.
So what was the look you
Ooh,
were going
I
for?
I have no freaking clue. I don't even know. That is not me, FYI.
Let me see it again. I want to see her. Show me her pose. Let's
that's
see
my
her.
Album.
I love it.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Is this in the
and
hills?
That's a there's a video. So just check that out later. I know. You'll find some stuff. Now you're going to have stuff to make fun of me for at every dinner we ever have together.
I love it. I love how intense.
Wait,
my
go
God.
Up. You're going to love this.
Your eyebrows are, my eyebrows were so intense in the 90s.
Yeah. Those weren't even the 90s. That's the 2000s.
Oh
okay,
God.
Wait. Go down to the blue there. The ocean one. That is, let me just tell you.
Intense.
Yeah, wait till you find that YouTube video.
It's a little kind of like Massengill, like a commercial for Massengill.
Sure. Oh, it is. Yeah. And that's a full music video.
And what was the song about?
It's in Latin. This was like Grammy
Latin
nominated people. Like this was real.
Totally.
It is.
Oh, singing
it's just
Hebrew.
Like that was
Bushki nanu.
Okay,
sing
no, but
it.
You're very
sing
good.
It in Latin. Sing.
You want me to sing?
Sing the song.
Right.
I'll sing
now?
If you sing. I'll sing a song and you sing a song.
Now
sing it. But you don't have to do good. Just sing it. Sing it.
Like,
sing in Latin. What's a Latin song? Dayenu.
No, that is Hebrew.
That's Hebrew.
Have you ever heard like no. No, you can. He can just Google it and play it. I'm not going to sing it here.
What's a Latin song?
You would never know a Latin song. Latin is okay. Now you're French. Like this is not working. No, I should have
Luna
never told you.
Sands.
Okay,
oh my
this
God.
Is going to be so mortifying.
Oh my God.
You're actually going to like it. Oh
do
my
you
God,
ever watch
why
your
did
videos?
I share? No, this is the first time I've ever told anyone in the last 10 years.
You never watch your own videos?
No.
Just dream about yourself?
Yes, I do that all the time.
That's very nice.
Kind of like how you dream about 14-year-old boys.
I love it. 22-year-olds.
Oh God, I can't even.
Oh my God.
I can't even.
How embarrassing is it?
It's mortifying. Okay, he's laughing in the booth.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's just change that. We can get back to the penis discussion. I'm fine
with
it.
You have
a
good voice.
Thanks.
You have a great voice.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a record deal for no reason.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, you're about to make, I can see you're just building in your mind how you're going to try to sing this. Go ahead.
No, you actually have a good voice. I can't make fun of it.
Oh God, can we now?
Oh my
really?
God. No, listen, as a performer, I have a lot of sympathy because I
Thank
know
you.
How horrible it is to watch yourself do anything.
Yeah.
It's taken this long for me to even watch a clip of a podcast and not want to vomit all over myself.
Yeah, I haven't
I
seen
know.
That in about 18 hours, years, not
yeah.
hours. That was a Freudian slip. I knew it. Okay, now you're like Japanese. No, but it's really pretty. Play it when you're having a dinner party.
Is this when like Enya was cool?
Yeah, we were. That was.
And the Cocteau Twins.
Totally.
Yeah, that was the time.
It was all of us. That was my genre.
Yeah. What is this genre called?
It's called New Age.
New Age.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was a New Age singer.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. I mean, before that, I auditioned for the Black Eyed Peas. That was like my dream.
What was the audition like for the Black Eyed Peas?
It was Stacey Fergie's role, but she's way better than me.
She's amazing.
I can't dance.
Did you dance?
Like, I can dance for fun, but I can't dance like
What's
her.
What's the song you auditioned with?
That's a really good question. It was so Babyface's vocal coach was who trained me and got me to the audition, and I sang like an En Vogue song.
Never gonna get
no,
it.
No.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, no. No. What was
that
it?
En Vogue?
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, but now I have to remember. You just made me you took me back.
Woo woo woo. Let me sing it for you some
No, that was bad.
Never. What is it? Hold on to your love.
Yeah, you are so bad. You're like really, really bad. No, I can't remember.
Well, I want you to prepare your audition for when you come in next time.
Okay.
And I want to see your En Vogue audition.
I will. Oh, God. I remember.
God, why is it so embarrassing looking back on anything you did in your 20s? It's just like more.
There's some things I'm not embarrassed by. That was a little hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would argue almost everything I did in that decade is fucking super.
Well, remember I was married, so there weren't that many things that I mean, maybe pre-22, but my 20s was like, talk about your mama's house. It was your mama's house.
Yeah.
I was a mama.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here now.
Yeah.
Your mom.
I am. I'm my mom and more.
Alex Pfeiffer, you're a very successful realtor. You're
yeah.
a broker. You
yeah.
are a former New Age artist.
Yeah.
You once auditioned for the role of Fergie in the Black Eyed
and
Peas.
And fairly lost.
And fairly lost.
Yeah.
You have a deep vagina because you were 5'10".
Yeah. It's really good.
You don't allow any sort of filth in your house.
No, I do. different kinds of filth, okay. Just not dirt on the floor.
You clean up your husband's floss, and you're a great cook.
Thank you.
You're also a very fun neighborhood walker. I appreciate our walks that we've had together.
You mean because we point out people?
Our wine walks.
Yeah, drink wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love you. Thank you for coming. Is there any parting words you'd like to give our audience before we sign off for today?
I'm team floss on the floor.
Okay.
But I'm very happy to be here.
I love you.
I love you too.
Can we sing a little bit on the way out? Can you just give me a little new age?
Hi, hi, huh? Say nay. Is that good?
I love it. All right. Until next time, stay cool, moms.
Bye, mom.
Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?